Greetings in Jesus' name on the 16th day of March, the year of our Lord, 2023. It's currently in the 30s outside. It's a beautiful bluebird sunshine day, and we're rejoicing in the good blessings of the Lord. I hope and pray today that you're enjoying your day. We're busy about the Father's business here in our office, studying the precious Word of God, seeking the Lord while He may be found, calling upon Him while He is near, and we're believing the Lord for His best for us today. We had a great service last night, preaching and teaching through the great book of Proverbs, chapter number 2, on wisdom, and continuing to just preach verse by verse through that powerful book of Proverbs. Tonight, we're busy about the Lord's service and headed down to Wells, Maine, to the Mission Church at the Wells Branch Baptist Church. And we're believing that God will send us the right family for this church and to see it once again going on for the glory of God. Thank you for praying for us that we'll be busy and faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, yesterday we found out that we have our building permit for the two bathrooms that we're putting in the foyer of the Riverside campus. So I'll be working on that today. Also putting flooring down today in the girls' bathroom and also repairing a ceiling there at the Riverside campus. We must say that times are busy. I'd give anything to have a whole army of men that could help us. But until then, thank God that I'm able to work and labor and preach and teach and shout and sing and fly and all of these other things. I dreamed about this when I was a little kid preacher, that I would have the opportunity to do all of these things. And now right in the middle of it, to God be the glory. In your Bible today, I want you to look with me in Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Most times when I'm talking with individuals that are flustered in their life, they're flustered about the secret things. Well, the Bible says here, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. I've had people come to me, I'm wondering if God is calling me to Iowa. I wonder if God is calling me to Wisconsin. And I said, you'll never read in the Word of God that God is calling you to a state. But He will show you principles in His Word that will help to guide you where He's leading you. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those which are revealed, the God of heaven reveals things to us. Those things belong unto us and to our children forever. I'm grateful that God reveals things unto His children, and then we're able to reveal those things unto our children. Why does He do that? Well, the Bible clearly teaches us that He does this that we may do all the words of this law. You remember the Apostle Paul, when he's sharing his testimony in the New Testament, he says, I did those things ignorantly in unbelief. I didn't realize that I was in the wrong. But on the road to Damascus, he realized that he was in the wrong. Those things that were hidden to him became known to him, and he received the revelation. And when he received that revelation, he was able then to act upon that and obey the Lord, and he was gloriously saved. And then God separated him for the work of the ministry, and he labored on for Christ, planting churches from place to place to place. My dear friend, today, there might be some type of secret thing that God has, but He might just reveal it unto you. And when He reveals it unto you, that's when we're going to act upon it and obey the good Word of God. What a joy. What an encouragement it is to know that I'm not going to get super concerned about the secret things, but I am going to thank God, rejoice in the fact that of His revelation, and then act upon that and honor my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with my life. I hope you'll be encouraged today and uplifted. And every once in a while, walk around the house or your job site and put your hand up in the air and wave it around for the glory of God. Lift your hands unto the Lord, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. If you'll do that, you'll find the blessings of God, the victory of God, and just shout on credit, amen. Have a good time. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all your correspondence to T. Bell, Tango Bravo, Echo, Lima, Lima, tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, tenacious Thursday. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.